Are you tired of yo-yo dieting? Tired of starting a new weight loss program just to fail again? Are you tired of beating yourself up, losing self-esteem, self-confidence, and self-respect? It's time to create lasting change once and for all, my friend. Welcome to the Body Mastery with Alex Yegorov podcast. My name is Alex Yegorov, and my goal is to help you master your body, your weight loss, and weight maintenance, your health, energy, and vitality. My mission is to help you unlock your inner power so you can start producing consistent and measurable results while enjoying everything life has to offer without sabotaging your results. My main outcome for this podcast is to share proven strategies so you can get good lasting results and keep them lifelong while avoiding pitfalls and setbacks so you can save your time, money, health, and efforts on things that simply do not work. Are you ready to rock and roll? Let's begin. Today, I'm going to be talking about fish oil. We're going to be touching on why you should avoid fish oil and what you can use instead of to get in this omega-3 benefits and whatnot. But you got to understand one thing. Fish oil isn't as good as we thought, and we got to kind of process that. So over the last 50 years, there have been about 15,000 studies related to fish oil. That's a huge amount of studies. That's a popular topic. So many studies. And believe it or not, half of those studies prove that fish oil might have potential healthy benefits, like with skin and everything else, longevity, whatever. But half of those studies, which is 7,500, showed that it linked to the cancer. Skin cancer mostly, it links to the inflammation, it links to the oxidation of your cells inside the body. It leads to so many harmful things that I don't really want to use that anymore, you know? I want to talk about what's the main reasons why I would recommend everybody stay away with the fish oils and what we need to do instead in order to get the benefits that we are aiming for. So first of all, I'm going to touch it just a little bit about the problem with the cancer. So studies has been shown that fish oil massively increases your chances for skin cancer. And it's happening because of this fats gets oxidized. And I will talk a little bit more about that. But it gets oxidized and rinsed. Rinsed oils, it's not good. Oxidation of fats in our body, it's not good. So you take your peel, it oxidizes the fish oil I'm talking about. And then it gets stored in your muscles, in your arms, in your tissues, fibers, different fibers of the body. And then sun hits it, and then it oxidizes even more. And that's how you potentially get in cancer. So I don't really like to have cancer in my life. So if I have at least one chance of taking something that gives me cancer potentially, I'd rather stay away from it than I'm going to implement that. And half of the studies kind of said that, oh, it's not good for health. So that's my perspective on it. That's number one. Number two, fish oil turns rinsed very quickly, as I mentioned above. And because of this unstable pollen saturated fat, which is healthy for us, but it's pollen saturated, it's very unstable. That means it turns and oxidizes really, really quick. Studies have shown that before you even purchase the fish oil in a shop or whatever, you buy that in a drug shop, whatever, before you even buy it, 83% already sits on the shelves oxidized. Now that studies have been shown. It's not just my words. It's literally that you buy, it's already oxidized because, as I told you, this fat is very, very unstable. And when heat hits that, I'm talking about heat, like our body temperature even, it's already too much for that. That's why it's not saturated fat. It's not monounsaturated fat. That's better for cooking, for taking. In this case, polyunsaturated fats is very, very healthy, but only if it's not rinsed, not oxidized. Also, fish oil is supposed to be consumed when it's cold. Imagine you bought it already, probably it's already, even if it's the best brand out there and they're really good, you cannot control that. They're probably already rinsed and the fat is oxidized and damaged, denatured. But then even if it's, let's say from this 83%, you bought really, really good brand and it's, well, not oxidized yet. When the minute you remove it from your freezer, because it's supposed to be in the cold environment, and you put it in your mouth, guess what's happening? the temperature of your body is already enough for oxidized that. So basically you're swallowing that, it already turns into denatured or oxidized fat. So this is one of the main reasons. Well, second, in this case, it creates skin cancer, and now it oxidizes and damages your entire health with your cells and membranes of the cells around your cell. We don't want that. The third reason why I believe you have to stay away of fish oil is we kind of forgot that for the health, we need omega-3s and omega-6s. We always link omega-6 as something bad and very bad. We need to completely eliminate that and put omega-3. No, the health of our body, of each cell, depend on the great proportion between omega-3s and omega-6s. In fact, the ideal proportion would be omega-6s to omega-3s is 6-to-1, 4-to-1, meaning you have to have 4 times more of omega-6s than omega-3. And this proportion, that's what makes it healthy. But guess what? Guess what? On the last 10, 20 years, studies have shown that in the Western culture, in the US, Canada, and things like that, we tend to consume 50 times more of omega-6s coming from cruddy oils and the bad sources than omega-3. And this is where the problem comes in, because since most of the people consume a lot more omega-6s, we decided, okay, all of the omega-6s are the same and we need to cut them completely and add only omega-3. And you see the proportion. Now we're changing the proportion to the opposite way. Now we have plenty of omega-3. We're healthy, we think, and no omega-6s, not bad, not good ones. So this is where I want to talk about that we still need omega-6s. And actually a lot more, 4-to-1, 6-to-1, compared to omega-3s, but we need to pick the right source of omega-3s and the right source of omega-6s. So there is a couple of ways you can do it. There is some oils that I know really doing well, the Uda oils. I'm not affiliate or anything like that, but if I would add it as a supplement, I would add the Uda oils, because they have good sources of omega-3 coming from the plant-based and plant-based sources, and omega-6s as well, coming from things like sesame seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, things like that. If you want to get good quality omega-3s, which protect it and less likely oxidized, cannot promise that, cannot guarantee, but more likely they're going to be less oxidized. Plus, you'll get food at the same time. Go with anchovy. Go with obviously wild-caught sakai salmon, go with herring, mackerel, go with sardine. Of course, sardine with just water. We don't want to have those cruddy oils, soybean oil, canola oil. No, we're trying to get sardines in a can or whatever the product we get, trying to get as lean as possible without this additional fat. We would rather add our own olive oil at home or avocado oil or coconut oil to that. There is other sources of omega-3s that we can get, and it's plant-based sources. Plant-based sources, it's like flaxseed. It's chia seeds, and they all have some amount of omega-6s, which is good one, the one that we want. Remember, we wanted not only omega-3s, we want actual omega-6s. So that's what we go for, omega-6s and omega-3s. Again, I prefer to go with the whole foods and get it in this case. Now, if you stick into the omega-3s coming from the plant-based sources like seeds, like I mentioned above, nuts and seeds and things like that, you have to know that the difference between animal omega-3s and the plant-based omega-3s are huge, because plant-based has ALA. What we need DHA and EPA, right? That's what we're looking for. That's why when we come using krill oil, fish oil, or food, animal-based food, we're getting those EPA, DHA. Now, ALA, which is in the plant, it's not usable. It's usable, but we need to convert ALA. Our body will, when you eat, let's say, chia seeds, it's going to convert ALA to EPA, usable form, EPA, DHA. And the problem with that, during the conversion, it's going to maybe convert only 15, 10%, 5%. Studies have been shown it's like a little bit percent of it. So I have a little trick for you to increase the conversion. So still have the benefits of plant-based omega-3s while increasing the conversion from ALA, in usable form to DHA, EPA. You can, and the secret is simple. You add a little bit of dish maybe of turmeric to all of those, whatever it's like walnuts, whatever you eat for omega-3 plant-based, flax seeds, chia seeds, things like that. You add a little bit and that will make a huge difference. That increases the absorption and conversion of this ALA to the usable form that your body and my body actually needs when it comes to omega-3s. Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or receive any value, then I'd love you to leave an honest review on iTunes. It does help a little bit to spread my word out so this podcast can reach more people, so we can help as many people as we possibly can to master their bodies and improve lives for the good. And don't forget to subscribe to the Body Mastery Podcast with Alex Yegorov for future episodes. I see you there.